Pat. Welcome everyone to tonight's Magnolia Public Schools special board meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the executive assistant and board secretary here at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to give a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. But to the members of our board and staff, as always, please state your name before giving your comment or a question. So with that, we'll commence tonight's special board meeting. The day is Thursday, September 28, 2021. The time is 6:04 p.m. With that, Ms. Covarrubias, may you please call the meeting to order.
Hi, everybody. Good evening. Thank you for joining our special meeting. And I'd like to start the meeting, please.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. With that, I'll take roll call. Ms. Covarrubias?
Here.
Dr. Yapanel?
Here.
Dr. Digbush? Ms. Gonzalez? Mr. Mohamedov?
Here.
Thank you to our board members. We do have quorum to continue tonight's meeting. Next, we'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a board member like to move the motion?
I'll make the move.
Okay, second.
Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias. Thank you, Dr. Yapanel. I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment, 6 minutes if translation is needed. We did not receive any public comment form for this meeting. However, if you're a member of the public and you want to give a comment, you may unmute yourself now. Perfect. If there's no public comments, we'll move forward with the agenda. Next, with the announcements from CEO and superintendent and board members, I'll turn this over to Mr. Rubalcaba.
Yes, good evening, Magnolia Board of Directors, Magnolia staff, family, community. Alfredo Rubalcaba, CEO and superintendent. And yesterday and today was a very special day across Magnolia because we had an opportunity to celebrate our current students, alumni at our wonderful flagship MSA 1. So we do want to show you what that looks like. So for that, I'm going to turn it over to our wonderful OC department, Dr. Lopez, Ismael, Thalia, and also Mr. Planka, to show us what happened yesterday and today. So I'll start off with Dr. Lopez.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. I am driving. I apologize. Dr. Lopez, Chief External Officer, Magnolia Public Schools. We had an amazing day yesterday and today when it came to media coming to our schools. We had a connection where we were able to highlight the legacy of learners we have at Magnolia Public Schools, specifically Magnolia Science Academy 1. But in order to explain more on the details and the process and the highlights, I am going to turn it over to Mr. Soto, our Senior Director of Development and Communication.
Good evening, board members. Good to be with you all today, and members of the public, colleagues. Yes, it was an exciting day yesterday and today. We were able to secure 4 media outlets, 3 being Spanish media outlets. It's the most in the history that I've been here to cover our STEAM, high quality STEAM education, and how we're breaking barriers with Latinx students. And this is all very much aligned with Hispanic Heritage Month. So we were able to secure Univision, Channel 34, Telemundo, Channel 52, and NBC4 in English yesterday. Both, all three aired. And just today at 5 o'clock, Estrella TV, Channel 62, covered our same program. So the idea behind the program and the pitch we made was to highlight a lot of the work and the generational work that we're doing at Magnolia. And we highlighted a family at MSA 1 And that's graduated, come back. Also, a senior that has just completed an amazing NASA internship. And so it was very awesome to be able to highlight that work and to be able to share that with the communities that we serve. So with that, with no further ado, I think the pieces themselves speak wonders of the work that we're doing, and I'm very excited to celebrate the work we're doing here at Magnolia Public Schools. So with that, Jen, I'll hand it back over to you. Enjoy.
Thank you. So at this time, I'll ask Mr. Plonka if he can share the Channel 4 footage.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, and good evening. Let me get this going for you guys. Some exciting stuff.
To $10,000 or both.
Everybody see it?
We are celebrating Hispanic Heritage this month, and today we're going to introduce you to a family leading the way for Latinos in STEM. The Garcia family partially owes their interest in science, technology, and engineering, and math to the Magnolia Science Academy. That specialized school in Reseda helps students turn their educational interest into meaningful careers.
Sometimes we think it's impossible to join in these difficult fields that we don't see our families in. We don't see many of our uncles being doctors, scientists. So it's just a stigma that it might be too hard for us, but we can do it.
Nearly 20% of the country's youth population is Hispanic, but Hispanic adults only make up 2% of the STEM workforce.
We don't see ourselves in pictures of doctors or engineers or mathematicians, that we have to be those pictures for others.
And he is well on his way to being that perfect example. Steve recently completed an internship with NASA.
Very cool. Taking a live look across the San Francisco.
All right, thank you.
Awesome, thanks. So then I'll be projecting the Spanish version. Give me one second.
It's amazing. Thanks so much, everyone, for the support. I always felt that we do so much good things, but we fail to tell the story. These are the type of things I look forward to seeing more.
And then we have one more.
Bueno, estamos celebrando el mes de la herencia hispana y hoy conversamos con unos hermanos que se abren camino en la industria de la ciencia, tecnología y arte, un campo donde hace falta la representación latina. Carmen Márquez nos presenta aquí su historia.
En industrias en las que los latinos representan menos del 2% de la fuerza laboral, los hermanos García desafían la estadística, como Steven, estudiante de preparatoria con pasantía en NASA.
He sido parte de un club de robóticos por 5 años y ahorita estoy corriendo con SRLA. Entonces aquí es donde se ha creado mi amor hacia las ciencias.
Los estudiantes latinos son la mayor minoría en obtener los índices más bajos de calificaciones en ciencia y matemáticas.
Hay un estigma que estas carreras son inalcanzables o muy difíciles para nosotros los hispanos.
Los tres jóvenes son egresados de Magnolia Public Charter Schools, una academia que promueve la ciencia, tecnología, arte y matemáticas. Y ahora que Priscila se graduó de la universidad, regresó a devolver a su comunidad.
Como muchos de nosotros somos los primeros en nuestras familias de graduarnos de las escuelas y no sabemos la dificultad que es entrar a estas carreras.
Y es precisamente en estas aulas donde los estudiantes encuentran las herramientas necesarias para emprender su camino en el campo de STEAM.
Pero la escuela me ha ayudado mucho en lograrlo y todo es posible.
Con el esfuerzo de sus padres originarios de Zacatecas, México, Alejandro, quien es ahora ingeniero, Steven y Priscila, no podrían estar más agradecidos.
Mis papás siempre han sido muy trabajadores y siempre nos enseñaron de que tenemos el acceso a la educación aquí en los Estados Unidos para poder hacer lo que queramos.
Desde Los Ángeles, Noticiero Telemundo 52, Carmen Márquez.
Thank you, Jen. We could show more, but obviously these are wonderful just stories about our kids and our, you know, wonderful organization. So I just want to thank the team, and it was a very great day today. Everyone was inspired. I know speaking to Brad, we just spoke about the future and how many great things to expect. So With that, I'll turn it over to the board for any questions, comments that you might have.
Yes, I also would like to congratulate the team for this coverage. I think, as I just mentioned, we do so many great things. We are a little bit behind telling the story and letting people know how great things we are doing. So these type of coverages are really important to get the word out to the community. Again, my sincere thanks for all your hard work, the OC team.
Yeah, Dr. Yapanol took the words out of my mouth. I would like to say congrats as well. And thank you.
Yeah, I'm very happy to see this and join the board director and vice chair along with myself. Congratulations, guys. This is great. This is awesome. And I don't know if there is a way to see the other videos or if it's on the website. So probably we could go and see them there, I guess.
Yeah, thanks, definitely.
We'll be sharing those out. We'll be sharing out the entire coverage, all four stations, to the board once we're able to collect the links. Just waiting for Estrella TV to send me the link, which I've already requested. I'll be sharing all of the coverage with the board, along with myself, Dr. Lopez, and Thalia. So thank you. Yes, coming your way.
Thank you.
And I just want to add that to all of our school sites, this is definitely one to see more of. And what makes it so important is that our school sites are ready. When we have any media outlets reach out, especially PR companies that might reach out. In this case, we were able to quickly mobilize to highlight a specific story, especially with Hispanic Heritage Month. So just shout out to all of our schools, school leaders, who today we talked about. This is why it's so important to be ready whenever we do have guests come on to highlight the great work that we're doing with our students and our families.
Thank you, Dr. Lopez. We'll turn it back over to Jennifer.
Thank you, everyone. I got chills watching those videos. Great job. So next, moving on to the agenda, we're moving on to closed session. With that, I ask Ms. Covarrubias if you may please announce the closed session item.
Yeah, just bear with me because I don't have it on paper. Sorry. Jennifer, do you, here. Okay, so we're going to close session with conference for real property and to negotiate for the MSA1 campus.
Thank you for that, Ms. Covarrubias. So with that, for those that need to attend the closed session, the room has been open now. For those here in open session, you're more than welcome to stay, turn off your cameras and your mics. We're anticipating closed session to be around 30 minutes. I'll keep you posted. Starting again. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to open session. The time is 7:11 p.m. With that, Ms. Covarrubias, may you please report out of closed session?
Yes, we're reporting out. We discussed some items with the staff, and we'll continue with the negotiation on these items.
Thank you for that, Ms. Covarrubias. And with that, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is action items, starting with 3A, approval of updated MPS health and safety policy and injury and illness prevention program COVID-19 addendum. This will be presented by Ms. Hashmirzar, Director of Human Resources.
Good evening, board members, MPS staff, and families. My name is Daria Hajmirza. I'm the HR director of Magnolia Public Schools. This item tonight, I'm presenting the updated health and safety policy that we updated based on the most local health guidelines and the LAUSD, Los Angeles Unified School District, which are authorizing agency. Based on their guideline. So all the highlighted, as you'll see in the policy, are in yellow. And then just to summarize, some of the changes are all MSA campuses will maintain classroom seating charts to facilitate future identification of close contacts. Los Angeles school sites, COVID-19 compliance officers will notify the LA County Department of Public Health of any COVID-19 hospitalizations or deaths among students and staff, and close contact and quarantine for LA campuses. We will need to give the families the LA County Public Health emergency quarantine order. And then with that, they also have some samples for the close contact notification. And a couple of updates also on the extracurricular activities for co-located sites, students of MSA 2, 3, 4, 6, and 8. In order for them to be participating in the extracurricular activities, they will need to be vaccinated. And they need to show proof of vaccination by October 31st. And then they need to upload it through the LAUSD system, which is daily pass. And also another update for the vaccination, update on the vaccination policy for students. And this is pursuant to directives of the LAUSD. All students of MSA 2, 3, 4, 6, and 8 who are eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccination, they must be vaccinated by January 10, 2022, unless they have medical exemption or they will not be permitted to the camp.
Daria, I'm sorry. So it's no longer religion included in that exemption?
No, for staff, we have the exemption for religion, but for students, this is specifically for students, religious exemption is not an option for students.
I'm sorry, you said it's not?
No, it's not. For students, no, it's yes. Only.
Okay.
Yeah, so with that, that was all the updates. I will turn it back to Jennifer for any questions or comments we may have.
Thank you, Ms. Hashmirza. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, board members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
Can you guys also go over the, what is it that you called it?
The extracurricular activities.
Yes, please. What's included in that, please?
Yes, so per LAUSD, extracurricular activities is all the programs, after school programs, clubs, tutorings, and any sports that will take place.
Thank you.
Any further questions from our board members regarding this item? Perfect. If there's no further questions, the motion is for the board to approve the updated MPS health and safety policy alongside the injury and illness prevention program, IIPP COVID-19 addendum. Would a board member like to move the motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Dr. I'll second it. Thank you, Ms. Covarrubias, for seconding, and I'll take roll call vote. Ms. Covarrubias?
Yes.
Dr. Yalpino?
Yes.
Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Thank you to our board members. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. That concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. We'll now be going into the closing items, which is the adjournment of meeting. With that, if I may ask Ms. Covarrubias, if you may please adjourn the meeting. The time is 7:17 p.m.
Yes, I would like to say thank you to everybody for being here. And I'm sorry, Dr. Mello, you're not feeling well. Hopefully you feel better. And thank you for all your help, everybody. And I'd like to adjourn the meeting now.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Have a great night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Have a great afternoon.
Good night.
Night.